USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
More vaccination mandates are taking place in Illinois. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
U.S. allies have begun to wind down their evacuation operations from Kabul as heightened security concerns have many worried. The United States is in control of Kabul's airport but plans to end its operations by August 31st, which the Taliban considers a red line. Thursday's attack at the airport will only increase the urgency. Canada, Germany, and Poland have already ended their evacuations. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.